Welcome, you beautiful ears of planet Earth. This is the Spit Happens Podcast, episode 5. We're your hosts, Tim.
And Brandon.
And Optimus Prime is here to keep us safe.
Optimus!
Yes, what's up, Brandon?
How's it going, dude? Thanks for doing the Facebook Live.
You're welcome.
That was super awesome. We have like 2 comments.
It was good fun.
Way to deliver. I thought you had a bigger following.
I don't know. That one guy that commented, he doesn't seem like a real cool guy. What was that? Tommy guy.
Yeah.
I like my pocket t-shirts.
You're trying to blend in, right? That's pretty much it.
That's it.
Yeah.
We have to be amongst you.
Yeah, right. And then take over us, you know. I mean, you're playing the nice guy. I get it, but.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. He just took my arm off.
Optimus out.
But then he put it back.
Yeah, so Optimus Prime, he stopped by the podcast here. He's hanging out with us, for those of you that like to follow on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facebook
yeah.
Live with we Optimus did. Prime. It
That's
rhymed.
Right.
And I'm going to keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep slinging. He's still
time,
got that flow coming.
Lime, lime, jime.
Jime? What's a jime?
It's a word, man. I just made it up.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Look it up on the thesaurus.
The thesaurus. Oh, man. Yeah, Brandon's still got those rhymes flowing because he remastered his spoken word track. If you have not heard it,
boom.
Give it a listen.
He says, yeah.
He says, dude, I'm number one. He says boom in it.
I'm number one on ReverbNation.com for spoken word in the region. No,
in
locally.
Amelia.
In Amelia. In but Amelia. Then I'm number two in Cincinnati. Number
really?
Two. Yeah. I don't know what that means. Probably not much, but
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that's probably why Optimus ended
up
here.
Super awesome. Optimus Prime. He's here to protect us.
Yes,
because I did write an article talking about ISIS and how they're going to incur God's wrath too. So, we need some more security.
Yeah,
the guys on staff were joking that we would need some more details because of that.
You just go ahead. Just keep putting more stuff out there.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that they're going to be really concerned about my blog. Yeah, but maybe they will be because they may be sensitive, you know?
Yeah. They are definitely sensitive.
I mean, that's why else would you cut people's heads off?
Yeah.
It's because you're overly sensitive about yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm just digging myself a bigger hole. Inferiority complex?
Yeah. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey. Whatever.
Sorry. Go where you were planning on going.
Where was I? Well, I was planning on going on vacation here soon, but I had to have back surgery. So
we're in the outdoor studio.
Yeah. We're on the outdoor studio, which is in the enclosure on my deck.
And it was on, we took a picture on Snapchat. I just got a Snapchat today. Is it like a Snapchat profile? Do you snap?
I have no idea.
Or do you chat?
See,
or do you send like snappies?
Well, I'm turning 30 next Friday. So
yeah,
I'm in my last 7 days of my 20s. So I'm kind of like right on that borderline of.
I'm giving it a shot, dude. There's like 100 million people there on Snappy Chat.
Yeah. 100 million, huh?
Something like that. Oh. It's like a third of the nation.
I'm not one of them.
Yeah. So. Well, I am now.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I'll post it on Facebook.
Optimus Prime, he was on. He ran Facebook. He said, give some opinions, leave some comments. We have a few.
Yeah, we do.
Who we got there first, Brandon?
Well, Sharon Robinson, she said, Brandon, dude, you have way too much time on your hands. Totally fun, though. You know, what's up with that? Like, why does it have to be too much time on my hands if I'm hanging out with Optimus Prime?
Right. I will say this, because they're definitely the time. There's a reason why we do this at 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday.
That's true, because I don't have much time anyway. So, yeah, we do this because we want to help you, our listener, and just entertain you pretty much.
And we enjoy it.
Yeah.
It is totally fun, for sure.
Yeah.
And then we got he just liked my comment, my reply to his comment, Tommy Scrange.
This is in real time.
Oh, Mr. Marine himself.
Well, you have to tell us what he said.
He commented, and it's all right, I'll read it. First of all, that's not the real Optimus Prime, because the real Optimus Prime wouldn't wear a pocket t-shirt. The big news is great news for the crossing. Can't wait. This is only the beginning of what God has planned for the people of the crossing. Big plans for the crossing. Hey, bro, wife bought the t-shirt. I love it. And how many times are you going to say crossing?
He's said like 4 times.
Crossing,
the crossing,
crossing,
the crossing,
crossing,
the crossing, the crossing.
Yeah, I couldn't even capitalize the T, just a C. Man, so lazy.
The is part of the name of the crossing.
Yeah.
It's not crossing. It's the crossing. Get it right, Tommy.
Right. This isn't a railroad crossing. So, yeah, so they got this Tommy. I tell you what, man, I love Tommy. He's hysterical, man. So, you know, he's a Marine, I'm Army. We bust each other's chops then.
You guys cover Tommy, all the time.
The whoobies. Tommy would get that, and all you other veterans would get the whoobie. But, no, Tommy, shout out to you, man. He actually does. He follows all the time. He caught up on everything. He just took a trip out to New York City, NYC, and he did. He sent me a message. He's like, hey, man, long bus ride. What can I listen to podcast-wise? And I said, mine.
All of it.
And he's like, I'm all caught up. So,
uh-oh, we need more content.
So he got caught up. But that's then I had to reply to his comment, though, because here's the thing. I was crying into the mic because that Optimus Prime wouldn't wear a pocket t-shirt comment. It was hysterical, dude. that's a gold medal winner right there. So, hey, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Totally.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So, what he's talking about then, Brandon, you want to talk a little bit about it? I mean, it's been crazy, like crazy last 3 weeks there with the crossing, with everything. Staff, leadership, what he was alluding to, the big news,
the crossing. All right, so months ago, we decided that we needed to just make a move, and we've been
leap
a portable church since our beginning 5 years ago, okay? And being portable entails meeting at high schools or wherever and setting up chairs, setting up basically everything. Stage,
building a church
chairs,
every Sunday,
children's ministry, student ministry, everything that is entailed with all of that, all the crafts, the games, all of that being set up and torn down, all the signage, basically transforming a high school in a few hours to have church and then retransforming it back into a church or to a school after that. So it's a lot of work. So basically, as a church goes, if you're portable for longer than 5 years, typically you start to experience a decline. And we've been looking at, like, you know, building after building after building after land after land after land in our community, and there's just not much there. And so we decided, we found this piece of land, 23 acres along 32, that we were gonna develop. Yeah,
prime
right
visibility
along State Road 32, which has thousands of cars up and down every single day. It's the big hub on the east side of Cincinnati. And so we had that. We were developing it, and we were developing the plan, and we had a contract and had a contingency set up on it. And then 3 weeks ago, our lead pastor, Kenny, gets a call from another pastor in the area, and it just blows us away. Here's the breakdown. Basically, in about 10 years, we'd be able to be in a place that could fit our 500 person and growing church. That's
600
now.
Today. Nearly six.
Yeah, it was almost 600 today.
It's amazing.
In the summer, which is crazy.
Amazing.
So 10 years, about $10 million if we went the developing the land piece, because there's no building there and all of that. Basically, in like November of 2017, we'd be able to at least have some office space and a little bit of meeting space for the week. So this call came in and totally changed everything. Basically, we have locked in a loan, and I'll just make it the short version. We locked in a loan, and we have a campaign scheduled that we've got 53 acres of land, three buildings, totaling like 27,500 square feet, and we've got that all for the price, instead of $10 million over 10 years, $2 million over 10 months, and the staff gets to be in office space, and we have meeting space throughout the week in probably 30 to 45 days.
It's going to change everything.
Changes absolutely everything. It's going to be a tool for ministry. It's got, we're right next to the community college in our east side of Cincinnati area.
Not community college. It's the eastern extension
that's
of
true.
University of
Claremont.
Cincinnati. Yeah.
University of Cincinnati, Claremont campus. And there's a bunch of apartments that have a lot of people who are in need, and it's going to be an awesome opportunity to do ministry, dude. It's going to be super, super awesome.
God just reached out.
Did you see that meme? I just couldn't believe my eyes. It hurt. It rocked my world. It felt so good. It changed my life. I shared it.
I liked it.
then people loved it. What's up with that meme?
I love that stuff, dude.
Every time. But see that, our new little intro, our Mario dubstep, which is amazing also.
Yeah, we figured the original one was a little bit too serious for how the tone of our podcast
goes. Yeah, it's totally changed. We're enjoying this, Mike Knights.
It's so awesome.
All right, the meme. I got Paul Revere here.
What's up with that meme?
Yeah, what's up? I got Paul Revere here, and the meme is, the British memes are coming. The British memes are coming. And yeah, it was pretty good. So it's got him on a horse. I mean, you know. By the way,
all these memes will be on the spithappenspodcast.com show notes, okay?
Boom.
Just go to spithappenspodcast.com/5.
Last episode's show notes were amazing.
They were
so
super
much.
Epic. So much goodness.
So much stuff.
I mean, you should have paid us for that.
So the British memes are coming.
They are coming.
Yeah. Why are they coming?
Hashtag Brexit.
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 I'm going to smoke a Brexit.
That's interesting.
Like a brisket. So explain what that means.
Yeah. Hashtag Britain exit.
Britain
exit of what? Are they leaving the universe? Are they leaving the world? Are they going to go to Mars? Where are they going?
If they left the universe, they would have left the world.
That's true.
Yeah.
So but are they just leaving the world and staying in the universe? Think about that one.
Ponder it.
The Christian phrase, chew on it.
Chew on it. Chew on it. All right. So
I mean, who says that outside of the Christian circles?
Chewbacca?
I mean, if you're listening right now and you're not a Christian, do you ever say, I'm going to chew on that? I'm going to chew on that.
It tastes good.
Like
so,
gum.
The British memes are coming. Brexit. Hashtag Brexit.
Brexit.
The UK voted to leave the European Union. And it's been
gasp.
Blowing up. Not surprising that it happened. But, I tell you, man, it tanked stocks and, I mean, everything. It's amazing how fast it changed everything. I mean, it was like instantly, as soon as that vote came through, it's just everything just kind of changed, collapsed. Everything was different. But now it's got, so there's ramifications on it. Trump was in Scotland. Scotland has been trying forever to leave under the rule of the Queen of Britain.
Yeah.
So now they're, you know, he was there.
United Kingdom. Doesn't seem so united anymore.
I'm a Scot.
He's a Scottish
guy. I didn't.
Do you play the bagpipes? Yeah.
No, but I do know.
You have a kilt.
My tartan is, and I would love to get a kilt. Our
Please
tartan
don't.
School.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Andy at our church too. He's Irish, I think it was, and he wants a kilt as well. So we had to do some.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I've always been, you know, curious because I never really understood. I think a lot of people don't. The United Kingdom. Explain that. It's like what?
The United Kingdom. Yeah, so
Scotland.
So if we look at the United
Ireland?
Kingdom, Britain,
or Southern
Scotland.
Ireland. What is it?
No, actually, I don't think Ireland is. Ireland is
Northern
the Irish
Ireland?
Republic, I think it is.
Is it? Okay.
So the United Kingdom.
No idea.
It's always good to go on mic and talk about things that you have no clue about.
So the United Kingdom,
though, it is made up. It's England, Scotland. Wales, Northern Ireland, isn't it?
See,
so Southern Ireland's not.
I
you
knew
got
more
it.
Than
you
I thought.
It. I didn't think Northern
Boom.
Ireland was.
It's Northern that, Ireland, just
okay.
A
yeah, just
it.
Northern Ireland. Okay, and then
and Wales
and yeah,
Wales. They have some Wales.
So basically, they don't. I mean, I don't know what really much you have left. On that
Scotland.
So that's.
Scotland.
That's the United Kingdom.
It's pretty fun. Scotland.
So Scotland, basically, they've turned around and played it. They're like, they're trying to work it. They want to stay in the EU, air quotes, because they want their independence from England, or from the United Kingdom, and they want to be their own independent country, and so they want to stay with the EU, in order to be like, well, we don't want to be with the UK because we want to be with the EU, so they're going to try to turn it politically and turn it into that, the diplomacy to say, hey, we're going to get out of the United Kingdom because they voted against something we don't want. I don't know how their vote turned out in Scotland of 4 against the EU. I didn't check that stat there.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting how that works. And then Trump was there, you know, and talking about things. And then
of course he was there. Him and his huge hands.
I actually agree with him though on what he's talking about of how the United Kingdom vote, how this vote with Brexit to leave the EU is a good thing, and how it shows it's the next thing for America, which I agree with.
Yes, because we're going to leave the European Union. We need to get out from underneath
don't get that stupid on it. That's ridiculousness.
We need to leave it.
So
yeah, don't go there.
But the way he was saying though is the separation of America from its big government that we've created,
right?
And which is true. And then they all started talking about Texas. If anybody out there, if you got anything from Texas,
Texas is not going.
If you
anywhere,
got anything from
dude.
Texas, I mean, where are you gonna go? Come on. But
in their mind, they'd be better than the United States.
Hey, don't hate on our Texas listeners. We might lose one.
No, I'm totally
or
cool with Texas.
I'm
a Dallas Cowboys fan. I wish I lived in Texas. It'd be a freaking awesome.
Yeah, he's a Cowboys fan.
Hardcore.
Yeah, see, we almost.
So let's talk about the European Union.
I almost cut a star in your head tonight.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Tim cuts my hair.
Yeah, it looks good though.
Yeah, it does.
It's epic.
So European Union.
The EU.
So, let's think about this. World War II happens, right?
Yeah.
And then eventually the European Union comes up. And it's a way for, not just economically, but economics are a big part, that, you know, like, other European countries can sell products in other countries in Europe, right? It kind of, like, gets rid of the borders, you know?
Right, the import-export and exchange of e-commerce is
exactly.
Is
like, it encourages
seamless.
Collaboration.
Right.
Right? And so, also, what that has done, if you haven't noticed, it has brought peace into Europe. Which, if, you know, it's a lot better than World War II, which I'm watching a pretty interesting documentary on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
The Last Heroes.
The Last Heroes.
Yeah, it's from the perspective of some British filmmakers, I think, because they don't really talk to Americans, but it's okay.
Yeah, there was a really good one on that. They had British soldiers. They did a documentary, and they were talking about the American soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, basically, like, blown away as far as the way the American soldiers act and how they're trained and what they do.
That's cool.
But also calling us that we're basically like a bunch of like nutcases, like we're just crazy. Like,
oh yeah, we have to be.
Talk
about
like,
the Canadians too, their involvement, which was cool because you don't ever hear about Canada's involvement. Like
it was a thing.
Like, what do they do?
Oh man, there was another meme. I had to
but
find
they weren't.
It. There was
they
another,
were involved.
Right. There's another meme. I have to find it, but it said. It said, ISIS, when Canada is bombing you, you know you've done something real wrong. But it was Canada is over there bombing them right now. So it's like,
they will drill you.
Oh, man, speaking of hockey, I can't believe it. So, like, Pavel Datsyuk was at the
Red
Wings.
We just went from
right?
European Union to Pavel Datsyuk.
It's the
Bam.
Same thing, right? You know, it's hockey. He's going to go back over. He's going to play in the KHL. So he's going to go play back in
Russia.
He's going back home. But he had left the Red Wings with a massive $7.5 million cap.
Dude, he's so good. He'll play wherever he wants.
He's sick, he's nasty. But the Red Wings unloaded that, man, and we're probably going to get Steven Stamkos from Tampa. It's amazing what's happening. So
that's awesome.
I want to plug that. But yeah, the EU.
Go Blackhawks.
Whatever.
Yeah, in your face.
Yeah. Let's compare cups. Think about that how you want. In hockey, they get it.
So European Union.
Yes.
United Kingdom wants to leave. There's going to be some serious economic repercussions for their businesses.
Oh, man, it is.
Here's the thing, dude. Stocks have been going crazy, and so a lot of people are going to exit, you know, get rid of their investments. They're going to sell and get rid of, you know, just get out of the market.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Dave Ramsey guy, and he had this little rant about it, as he does many things. And, you know, he talked about, like, 30 days from now, this is just going to be a distant memory. We're not even think about it. And stocks are going to be right back up there.
Right.
And if anything, this is a good time to buy into the market because the prices are lower.
I was thinking about that the other night. I couldn't sleep. And I'm like, man, I wonder what I could do. My mind started running. I thought about
right.
that. I was like, what stock could I buy?
Yeah. You could buy the stock of Nintendo. Because they're doing all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, what's going on, Brandon?
Did you hear about that one thing?
What one thing?
The thing, you know, on the news.
Oh, the news thing.
Yeah. Did you hear about it?
Yeah, we should talk about it.
Let's do it.
Bring it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The news.
I got gas.
We've been talking about news.
We have been talking about news.
We've got more.
However, we've got more news.
Better news. Breaking news. Breaking the wind.
Pun intended on that one.
Boom.
So the news we got here, honestly, I laughed at it so hard, and I read it and just fell in love with it so much. I didn't care to check whether it was satire or not. I was like, you know what? I don't care. We're talking about this because this is hysterical. So it was a...
it's blown up on Google. That's for sure.
Blown up. I gotta find. I have it saved.
You can find it USA Today.
Oh, so it must be legit. Must be legit. It's
USA
on the internet.
Today must be
real. There we go. All right, so it's a Swedish soccer player was sent off, red carded for loud fart during. I can't talk about it without laughing. I mean, it's so hysterical and so stupid, like, but it's so funny. So, all right, I'm gonna try to pronounce this correctly, but I think it's Adam Linden Lundqvist. And it's
that's probably yeah that's probably
yeah
right.
it's at Swedish, so it should be Lundqvist. It's L J U N G K V I S T. Yeah, the alphabet. Oh, that's what he called everybody in the military.
This
alphabet.
Is what he said. This is what he said. So I had a bad stomach, so I simply let it go. The 25-year-old told.
Yeah. He said, I was shocked I got sent off. Adam tells Newsbeat, the bench didn't believe me when I came to them and said, I got red carded for farting.
That's like, you have to,
I was standing
so
a good distance away, but I heard the fart loud and clear. A striker from Jarna SK told the local news.
Here's another quote. Lundqvist told Aftonbladet, to provoke anyone with a fart is not particularly smart or normal. It's nonsense. I just broke wind and got a red card. I spoke to the referee afterwards. I was annoyed, but there were no bad words. I just said he was a buffoon. Kako said he had experienced similar incidents before. Once there was a player who stood and peed next to the pitch. I showed him a yellow card too. So, okay, a guy pees on the field and he gets a yellow card. This dude farts, gets a red card. Can you imagine how bad it must have smelled? Like, come on.
It's like 90 degrees out, 114 on the turf, and then you pee on it. It's like, oh, my goodness.
That's like being in the middle of a church service, and you're sitting next to an elder, and you fart, and it smells so bad that they pull out church discipline and they kick you out.
I'm glad you said
you're
that.
You're done.
Because this quote here said, I didn't think they were going to, but today the story is everywhere. I don't get how a small fart can get so much attention. It's like evidently you haven't farted a really bad one in a small crowd or a huge crowd.
That was not a small fart.
Oh, my
That's goodness. So awesome.
This article, though.
Like, soccer has to get some love somewhere, right? They have to get some kind of press.
Hey, I tell you what, we got a new club here in Cincinnati, FC Cincinnati.
FC
and they are
Cincinnati.
Good, man.
Yeah,
I think they just beat
yellow card.
Oh man, I'm almost out of here.
Good thing they didn't fart.
right, they just beat. I think they're just now ahead of Charleston, which is my other town. I got family down
your
there.
Your town,
soccer.
You own it.
Yes, I own
this
it.
This dude's
I
a wish. Multimillionaire. He owns towns.
Yeah, I make money like Trump. It's somewhere, just nobody knows.
Yeah.
But
don't
yeah,
show anybody your taxes.
Yeah.
They don't exist.
Stop saying stuff like that. You're going to start having, like, people come at me.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
Hey, bro, I'm your long-lost brother, man.
But, yeah, we've got
Can
a...
you give me some money?
We got a football club here in Cincinnati, you know, FC Cincinnati.
Football.
That's what FC stands for.
Football
club. Football club.
Football club. No, it's not football. It's football with a U. Football.
Whatevs.
And it's not even B-A-L-L, it's B-O-L. Football. Football.
You know that Chipotle used to spell bowl B-O-L?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, they used to spell it B-O-L.
I
don't know
why
they
find you.
They changed everything. They even closed
you.
Up their ceilings. Like, it used to be all industrial and cool.
No, they did?
Now it's drywall.
Maybe that's because they're trying to create a new image after all of the food poisoning that killed so many people.
I never stopped eating. I didn't kill anybody.
Hey, you know, we've got to make a splash somewhere.
Right. We're starting to sound like a news outlet now. We're just making up crap to get ratings. Yeah. It killed people. You heard it first on Spit Happens podcast.
This wasn't dead people.
Chipotle
from
killed people.
The chicken. It's so good they just couldn't stop eating it and then they exploded.
But, I mean, I tell you
I
what.
I love Chipotle. Dude, I've never finished a Chipotle bowl. I could never do it.
I tell you, well, you and I were out at lunch last Tuesday at Chipotle, and, like, we were talking, so, like, we forgot to eat for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I went back to that bad boy before we left, and
I
killed the end of it.
I couldn't finish it. It's so good, though.
But I hadn't eaten in, it was four days. Good. That was a good conversation we had, though, on Tuesday. I enjoyed that. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was good. I don't even remember what we talked about, but it was good.
Yeah, it was good. Felt better after I left. Like, man, I really accomplished something with my words.
That's how I feel about this podcast.
Yeah, I'm not.
So what's your goal with this whole podcast? I've got no idea.
I tell you what, man. Yeah, no, we have no idea what our goal is with this one. We just hope that people enjoy themselves
for 40 minutes.
Just enjoy yourself for 40 minutes with us. And if you want to say anything, add anything, it's your podcast too.
Here's the thing. Jesus is hanging out with us.
Right.
And he's keeping it real.
He's my homie.
Homeboy, yo.
Word. Yeah, this is your guys' podcast too, man. So chime in. If you want to join, we don't care. Shoot us a message. Join us.
Yeah, we'll hit it up on Blab.
Bam.
FM, I think
Take
is
care
what
of
it. It is. Blab. Blab.fm. Yeah. Blab.com. I don't know. Something. Blab. And we can do
We'll figure it out beforehand.
And by the way, little plug, we're looking into doing some interviews with some guests.
Yeah. We're actually working on one.
More details to come soon.
More details to come, but we are working on one right now. We just got to lock down the date. But he is a well-known pastor, and hopefully here within the next two podcasts.
Ask him the hard questions.
We're gonna hopefully
we don't even care.
Hopefully by the next podcast we'll have him on.
We'll ask him all the hard questions to make him feel really uncomfortable.
But I tell you what, man.
I'm just kidding.
And he talks about it a lot.
He's pretty good.
But too, it's kind of how we focus on things tonight loosely is just how much things are just kind of
changing
and shifting. We've got it going on at the Crossing. And, you know, like FC Cincinnati, soccer teams here, you look at Brexit, you look at all over the place, man, is people willing to step out of their comfort zones and make things happen and have faith. And then when you make that leap and you make that effort and show how vested you are, God swoops in, picks you up and says, look at how much more I have planned for you. And then if you can take that and keep running with what God is laying in front of you and just run on that path, that is the change that the world needs. That's the hope. And it's just amazing because it's small stuff. I mean, you look at the small things.
Yeah, and that's what we've learned is that.
However, the cross, that stuff, that was huge. Like, that's
huge.
Like, literally, huge. Like, in the moment. Like, Pastor Kenny said today, we all, like, people wish, oh, we wish we'd lived then and we'd seen the Red Sea parted and everything else. Like, that was a Red Sea.
We wish
Sea
we
moment.
Would have seen God's hand, like, right in the moment, not having to, like, look back on it.
Read it and think, wonder,
but
ponder,
right now
judge.
We're seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, and what we've learned is that when you trust God and when you step out on faith, what may end up happening is not even the thing that you stepped out toward, but he may even just alter your perspective and show you something greater and something better. And he was just waiting for you to take that stinking step. First step and seeing if you would be willing to trust them.
Show me how much you really want it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you how much more I really got planned. That's what God, I mean, that's
and that doesn't
God
even
thing.
Just relate to church stuff. It relates to life stuff because
I had it happen the last 2 weeks. Like, it's amazing. Like,
yeah, let's
I've
talk
been,
about that.
Man, I've been pondering and wondering. Brandon and I have talked about going on my own and doing some business on my own because I love creative media. I love creating videos. I love doing photography. I love just creating slow. I just love being creative and doing those things. And, man, we'll jump back to that.
Now, coming in the red corner,
It's Dad. And over here in the green corner, it's the kids. This is Dad's Corner, and the match is about to begin. Let's get ready to rumble!
Woo!
Is that your Ric Flair? Did you Ric Flair this morning? The announcement.
Woo! Welcome!
I tell you, there was a lot of woos out there, man. It was amazing. It was loud.
Yeah, for sure. Good. It was good.
Good. Dad's Corner, man.
Dude, seriously?
What you got?
Piper is hilarious. My youngest daughter.
Her video of her in the seat was so funny, dude.
She's got chilling. So much personality, dude. Like, she's Sarah spunk, and I were talking spunky. About this. She is.
She is very spunky, man.
Like, Piper is the perfect name for her. Like, we saw her in the womb, and she was just kicking and flailing and all around. We were like, this is perfect name for her.
I tell you what, I'll add this in really
fast. And
she
screams all the time.
It's amazing. Like, Brandon and I are amazingly close friends. We're like brothers. But, like, Eli, before he's born, if he'd been a girl, his name was going to be Piper.
Nice.
And so it's like, I just wanted to add that in. And Eli, him and Kyrie are about the same age. But I wanted to add that in, like, I don't know. Anyways.
That's he's
like
got the same kind of personality. Like,
yeah. Just nuts. Go ahead, Piper.
So name. Sarah and I were talking, my wife, and, you know, we're thinking about, like, setting up for going on a camping trip or something. Like, Kyrea, my oldest daughter, is going to be the one who's going to make sure everything's, like, organized. Everything's going to be, like, in its spot. Everything's ready. And Piper's going to be the girl who is, like
shows up
entertaining
everyone,
like making everyone laugh, and then Kyrie's gonna be like, Piper, you don't have anything ready. Yeah. Like, come on. And Piper's like, oh, it doesn't matter. And I mean she's like 9 months
right
now.
But Piper would be the one that'd be like, Kyrie, do you have an extra toothbrush?
Yeah. Right. and so it's just I'm so like looking forward to as they just progress in age and as they get older and mature and just to where they're a little bit more independent and can think for themselves a little bit more. I'm just looking forward to that. Like, it's not that I'm looking past the moment of what's going on right now, but it's that I just look forward to that kind of stuff. It's going to be hilarious because of the dynamics that are developing because of the difference in personalities. It's awesome.
That's great. I run into that too. Eli, man, he's so combative. He's got lightsabers, and he's fascinated with his Nerf guns and everything. He loves Star Wars, so everything to him is either a lightsaber or a blaster.
Yeah.
He's got the knowledge, like he's got the foresight. Like, he will come up and hide behind a door, and he'll get cover and concealment and poke out with just his head and just the little Nerf gun and be like, pew, pew. And like, but everywhere he goes, like he's like, he's a Jedi or a stormtrooper not hitting anything. And he's just like, it's crazy, man. Him like that. But he's been beating up on Parker a bit, and Parker, like, he'll just be trying to chill, and Eli will just run up and just wrap him up, try to choke him. Like,
they're so different.
They are so different.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's crazy. And then Emma, like, my aunt bought me a book, Lamb, and it's like the Gospel According to Biff, and it's Jesus's childhood best friend.
Yeah.
And he shares his stories, and she's reading it.
Like a parody.
Yeah. And it's so awesome because it's so like, it's foundationed in scripture. And so like, it's very great, but she's like, I want to read it. So she's reading it.
Yeah.
And, but that's her. Like, she wants to read, she wants to go ride her bike. She wants to be independent. She wants to do her girl stuff. She wants to do crafts and stuff. And
get her nails did with her mommy.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, Eli wants to beat everything up. And Parker is just very, he's like me, very like he just kind of, he varies.
Yeah.
And what he wants to do when he wants to do it, but he's very creative.
Yeah.
And he's got a huge imagination. So, which is very cool. And that, and then that's like, so like, and that's where I'm getting into all this thing too, where I want to do and like what I want to go into, what I started getting into a little bit. And he loves doing that stuff with me.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's that's amazing. And so like when all these God things, like not just in church, but in everyday life, like, you know, I've been praying and looking at, I'm not going to say the name of the company I'm thinking about starting because I don't want somebody stealing it because I think it's amazing.
So we were at Starbucks, though.
So
we were talking.
At Starbucks talking about this. And Brandon and I have been.
And I was working on stuff. You were working on stuff for the church. And
yeah.
And so we were talking about that stuff.
Yeah, and we were looking at making the measurement adjustments for the new shirts. And a guy turned around and said, "Hey, are you guys screen printers?" And we're like, "No," but you know, the guy we're talking
we
to,
got
we're
guy,
church.
Yeah,
we got
a guy though.
Yeah,
we got a guy.
Shelby, we're trying to shoot you out there, man. If you're listening, you're gonna have to listen now because I said your name. It's just the way it goes.
Free advertising. Yeah. Printinaclick.com. Shelby Krebs. Boom.
He's
set
great.
You up.
He's awesome. He takes care of the crossing. Does it all. He's awesome. But yeah, so we're talking about that, and we get. Turns out. So Brandon, he had to wrap things up. He was going home. I was still there finishing up some stuff. And the guy turned around and he's like, "So what do you do?" And I'm like, "Oh, you know, I do the video and photography and stuff for the crossing." And I showed him some of the stuff I do. And we started talking. And he's like, "Man," he's like, "you know, my name is blah, blah, blah. And I work for this company." Mm. And he's like, "We're looking for a videographer and a photographer to do stuff as a freelance thing in this
for night. Marketing, right?"
Yeah, for marketing, yeah. And for church. He specifically,
super awesome.
He specifically works for churches, and that's geared to what I was looking at starting. What Brandon keeps kind of giving me a little punch in the side every now and again, like, "Dude, you need to." But it was one of those moments because I had been praying, like, "What do I do? Like, I'm not sure." And this guy was like, "Man, I'll tell you what, I was on my way up here today and I was praying," because he had just lost his job and he started doing this. His father-in-law had been doing it, so he got in and he started doing it. And he was like, "Man, I've been praying, God, I need a sign to show I'm doing what you want me to do and what I need to be doing." And lo and behold, God brought the two of us to meet at
you were
Starbucks.
The sign, dude. You were the sign.
He, but it was mutual because I'm looking, you know what I mean? And it's just God.
He was the sign and you were the sign. What's up with that? Maybe God was kind of had his hand in things.
That's one of those, man. And then not only that, right? So I do all that, and like we talk, we exchange everything. And then, I mean, that Sunday I had another person come up and say, "Hey, I hear you're the person to do it all. I got this person coming. They need this video, this shot. Can you, you know, let's do it. Let's work on this business stuff, blah, blah, blah," like out of nowhere.
Yep.
And it's just like God has laid out all of these things, and I've gotten everything has come back. Everything has come back as basically like, "I've laid it all out in front of you. What are you going to do with it?"
Yeah.
And then the church, and then what Pastor Kenny said this morning too, the same thing. It all ties. It's just amazing. All that change, and it goes right into all that. Like, so now I got to make that leap, and it's just.
And all the while, you're off work right now because of your back. And so you have, like, all the time in the world to think about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I was just constantly thinking, because I can't do much.
Yeah.
Because I got to heal, and so I just think.
And it's not like you can start anything right now. You have to wait.
Right. I can't do, like, the only thing I could do is, like, just think and plan stuff. But, like, I can't, and this is all side work. Like,
But it's so cool to see God's hand in the midst of it, right?
He's basically like I. You've got this time where I can speak with you, and listen to me is what it is. Is it's listen to me and look at what's being laid out there, and the same thing is happening at the crossing. The same. I mean, it's always there. God's always doing it, and it's it's always there. The bad things that happen in this world are because evil has no purpose and evil has no agenda and evil, it has nothing. It's just purely there to be evil. And God's always
that's
got something
perfect.
Laid out
perfect.
There.
Perfect. Purpose is to be evil.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's evil. Satan wants nothing more than you just listen to yourself, not him.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, there's so many things out there. And it's that turning that, gearing that, like what, making that change to turn around and look at what God is calling out and screaming for your life, what your purpose is, because what you are made for is probably not what you're doing, and you should maybe take a minute to reassess who you are and where you're at.
Change is a good word, and it's constant. Like, if you don't embrace change that is positive and toward what God wants, you're going to be left behind. Like, I did not just make a reference to
a movie. I'll wait for it. I got the smirk going.
Oh, like, I hate that
movie. Wait, which one?
Don't even get me started
what's
on that.
What was his name?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, and then who's the other one?
Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron. Oh, Cameron. Yeah.
Don't get me started on Left Behind. I meant like a metaphorical Left Behind, not a literal Left Behind. I'm not talking about the Rapture or something.
I'm on a plane. Which, by the way, people go.
The Rapture is only in one verse in like 1st or 2nd Thessalonians. That's it. The whole Bible. That's it. Let's not go there. We don't have enough time to go there.
I'm not going to debate you on that, you theologian, you.
We just don't have enough time.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to go there. But that's the point. Like, things are changing all the time. So we either have a choice to embrace it and try and adjust what we're doing in light of that and to honor God through it, or we're just going to get left in the dust.
Left in the dust. With something to chew on?
Yeah. Chew on that. Chew on the dust.
That's good. That's
parting
good.
Words, Tim. Parting words.
And parting words. I kind of struggled with a little bit
you're struggling with words?
Closing words. Honestly, like, there's been... Life in my household has been so different lately.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's so many things that the enemy is throwing in, but between... I don't even know. Like, God's got... I don't know. I like literally there are no words for it. The thing is I would say in closing words and all that, it's like I haven't gone through a lot, is that it doesn't matter what you're in or what you're going through. Every storm passes. It does. Every storm passes and every season changes. But it's how you come out of the storm or the season that matters. And it's which side of it are you going to come out on? And it's just having that focus and that determination and that mindset and that focus on Jesus, that you're walking beside him and he's carrying you along, teaching you what you need to handle it so that you learn and you grow from it. And that when you do have a stumbling block, you walk around with guilt and shame inside of you because you realize that you have grown and you have changed, and that you see that you did stumble, and you know that you've got something to learn from. And that means that you're growing. That means that you are not being complacent. That means that you're looking to become something more than what you were before. And that's huge. Those are the steps to changing your life. Those are the steps to growing the kingdom. Those are the steps to doing the things that matter most. And so my encouragement is that when you're in the midst of all that, stand firm in your faith and realize that God's got you, and that what you're going through is going to help somebody else get through something they can't handle, because God will put somebody in the middle of your storm to help you when you can't handle it. And that's the thing, is because God will constantly, we'll always get things we can't handle, but we'll get things that will help us handle it. And it's getting to those things and not the things that, because there are things that we'll get to help handle it, like drugs and other things that we shouldn't go towards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other side we don't want to come out on. But God's also going to give us those same things that we need to handle it, the people we need to talk to, the resources that we need, and the structure that we need to grow and climb that ladder to come out of it and to rise above and come out on top.
Exactly. You just talked about it. Like, when we're in the midst of something difficult, it's right in our face and that's all we can see.
Right.
But we need people to come into our lives and change our perspective. It's, in essence, climbing the ladder of our perspective. And so as we grow with Jesus, our perspective continues to rise, and to where when we look at our immediate circumstance, we don't look at it from face to face, but we look at it from the perspective of God, that this may actually result in our character being built up to where
now, like tomorrow, we may be able to help Billy, who's going through the same very thing that we're going through today.
Yeah.
And we may be able to help his perspective climb the ladder, so to speak, to where we can see more of what God has seen. Because it may, all those no's that we got with, as the crossing, looking for properties, all those no's were setting up for the best yes we could ever have.
Yeah.
The no's were the, were the path to getting the yes. Without the
absolutely.
No's, dude, if we would have had the yes in 3 years ago, we wouldn't have had this.
If we had the yes 3 months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It, I mean, and it took 3 weeks. 3 weeks, God just, here.
Yep. So that's it. Change your perspective. That's the best thing you can do. Change it.
The world is a battleground. It is today and always has been. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Spit Happens podcast. I hope we shed some light on the struggles we're dealing with today. And if you've got some ideas, topics, or some feedback, shoot us an email at spithappenspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Stitcher and on iTunes. Leave us a review or a rating.